Charlie Crist has been on an education listening tour for the past 2 days. On Wednesday, he stopped in Sarasota, where he talked to a small group of teachers. In North Fort Myers, 9 teachers spent a lot of time talking about teacher pay. They mostly had concerns about the very first piece of legislation Governor Rick Scott signed into law during his first year in office. The law ties teacher pay to how students perform on standardized tests. Crist says the law is hurting teachers, and that's why he vetoed a similar bill when he was governor a few years ago.
We do have to take a measure, but you have to do it reasonably. And it's why when I was governor before, when testing got out of control, I vetoed Senate Bill 6 because it wasn't the right thing to do and it had gone too far.
Crist's running mate Annette Tadale Goldstein joined him for the event. Former State Senator Dan Gelber was also part of the discussion. He says merit pay has been a big issue since he was in the Florida legislature.
And when you talk to teachers, it's decimated the profession. I have a sister who teaches history. A lot of her merit pay is determined by children she doesn't see in a subject she doesn't teach.
Jason Tomaszewski is a music teacher at Ramus C. Page Elementary in Fort Myers. He was also a Teacher of the Year candidate. He told Crist he had a lot of concerns about merit pay.
It creates a culture that's not conducive to learning. It's not something that makes teachers happy. It's a stressful environment, and then that reflects onto the students.
Governor Rick Scott has argued merit pay is a good way for the state to increase teacher accountability. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.